Friday night, Westlake High School in Saratoga Springs became a refuge for thousands of residents forced to evacuate their homes. 24 hours later, that evacuation order was lifted, and so were the spirits of everyone around.
Chips and salsa, I'll carry
them. I already had them.
Sure?
Yo, I love it. That's good salsa,
and
too.
And you only get one chance at it.
Eric Reese and his family attended a dinner at the high school, provided by the Red Cross and other businesses, before returning back to their home.
We were evacuated on Friday afternoon. We live right on the interface between the wildland there. The fire got within about 200 feet of our home, and at that point is when they told us to leave.
Reese, his wife, and three young kids stayed in the area as long as they could, keeping an eye on their home. Eventually, they spent the night with friends, awaiting any news about their neighborhood.
As we were leaving, we have pictures of air tankers over our house, dropping their fire retardant probably 30 feet behind our house.
Now they're grateful to the 450 fire personnel who worked through the weekend to help contain the fire. Jason Curry, spokesman for the incident management team, says the dump fire, named because it started near a landfill, was human-caused.
It was caused by individuals in the area using firearms, and investigations ongoing.
But the dump fire is far from being the first human-caused blaze in Utah this year, making this warning all the more urgent for Utahns.
I hope people get the message that it is super hot, super dry. Our fire danger is higher than it has been in years and years. So just urging everyone to be real careful, real safe, and we can't afford to have any more of these fires.
The dump fire was one of four major wildland fires burning in the state throughout the weekend. Firefighters also battled the Wood Hollow Fire in San Pete County, the human-caused Quail Fire in Washington County, and the Grease Fire near Delta. From KCPW News, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.